You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Disciples.
Welcome to podcast episode number 662. We are the Fight Disciples. This one is about the world of MMA, mainly the UFC, but there's other bits and bats that come up as well. And it's all powered by Monterex. Monterex.com is our partner's website. FD15 is the discount code that you should be using to get yourself some money off the clobber. 15% at the checkout. And they've got a Leon Edwards range. So if you fancy looking like the champ, getting all straps seasoned up, head to the Monterex website for more information on that. You can subscribe to us here at the Fight Disciples by visiting our website, fightdisciples.com. We are on iTunes, Spotify, we're everywhere, basically. And all the links for that are on our website, as is the link to our YouTube channel where you can watch this show. And I think you should watch the show because the visual format of this, where we are playing clips in from all over the world, it just adds to the experience. So come and enjoy the YouTube experience. Make sure you subscribe to us and don't miss out on any of the content that we bring you on a week-by-week basis, which we have upped now, by the way. It's not just one a week. No, three MMA programs per week. One reviewing the fights on a Monday. Today's show is all about the latest news. And then you've got the Thursday show, which previews the big events coming up at the weekend. And we've got a big one this weekend happening in Australia, where number one in the world is taking on number two in the world. Should be an absolute cracker between Makhachev and Volkanovski. Anyway, there you go. That's the T's and C's. Make sure you come and be a part of the show. Where would you like to start today, Nicholas? There's quite a bit, actually.
Yeah. Let's start with the biggest news, of course, over the last week. And that is, Tough is back. And I don't just mean a regular season of The Ultimate Fighter, which is on your Fight Pass and you pay no attention whatsoever. I'm talking about Tough, the Tough we all wanted. Conor McGregor is back. He will coach a whole season of Tough, and then he will return to the Octagon at the end of that season. Absolutely massive to have the biggest name in fight sports, not just MMA, but in fight sports, biggest pay-per-view driver in fight sports, back inside the competitive cage. Come on, man, there's only one place to start. Conor's back, and that's fucking a red panty party for everybody.
I've got a receipt. Are you ready?
You're going straight in already.
I'm going straight in, mate. You've seen the announcement. You know that Conor's back. You know who he's against. Yep. We kind of called it Chandler McGregor, MSG. Let's go.
After a season of tough, yeah. After a season of tough, indeed. Sign me the fuck up for that.
I think that is the feeling of the majority of people, actually. That is obviously
that was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that's a clip from us a couple of weeks ago where we are discussing the possibility of Conor McGregor doing tough. There were loads of rumours. Obviously, Tony Ferguson had chipped in on his social media and various other people have been talking about it. But the fight seemed to, from our point of view anyway, to always be Michael Chandler, Conor McGregor. That's the one that made the most amount of sense from a coaching point of view. It made the most amount of sense from a fight point of view. Now, this is going to be really interesting because Tough's filming begins, I think, first week of May, they've got that down to. And obviously, the schedule would then end that in August, of which would then allude to the fact that the coaches, McGregor and Chandler, would fight each other August, September. That's where traditionally it would be pointed towards. It is well documented that Mr. McGregor is not currently signed up and enrolled to the USADA testing pool. He needs to do 6 months.
Correct.
As per USADA, this is. He needs to do 6 months in the USADA testing pool. This is what Henry Cejudo is currently going through, and it looks like that is now coming to a conclusion so he can have his fight with Aljamain Sterling. But he'll have to do 6 months. He'll have to test clean twice before he's allowed to compete under the UFC banner. Listen, plenty of time still. Sign up today and that would still work for those time frames that we are talking about, getting this fight on in September. But I'd like to just roll it back a touch. Let's roll it back a touch because we've told you when we want it. We've told you when we would like this to happen. Do tough. That's cool, man. Let them concentrate on coaching. Let them create box office television. Let them create the sound bites. Let Michael say, see you at the top a few times. Let Conor McGregor chip in and give him loads of shit and various other little bits and bats. And then when tough concludes, then let them go into camp. Because we want them to build towards November the 11th, Madison Square Garden, 30th anniversary show, top of the bill, 5 rounds scheduled for Conor McGregor, Michael Chandler. That's the event, mate, isn't it? That's the event that they should be going towards.
Yeah, they need a huge main event for that card to celebrate 30 years of the UFC. And there's no bigger name in the sport. There's no bigger name in fight sports, period. Conor McGregor is the fucking guy. So why waste that opportunity in August or September? Because Conor's not going to be able to turn around in November, if at all. You know, because this is not a gimme fight. That's what makes it so attractive. He could have come back, Conor, against literally anybody, as we know, anyone from any weight division. Tony Ferguson made a lot of sense because Tony Ferguson is done. And Conor McGregor, you would have fancied Conor McGregor in that fight. I think Michael Chandler could well start as favourite in this fight. I know there's a long way to go before the actual close the cage door. But I think right now, if you were asked the bookies in Las Vegas, I would be very surprised if Chandler wasn't the favourite. That will change over time. I think it's worth noting that the fight was reported yesterday will be at 170. Which would clearly benefit McGregor, seeing as the way Chandler's a natural lightweight. And Conor's absolutely fucking massive at the moment, of course. He needs to get that weight off, to get that muscle mass off, but he's got enough time. And I think delaying... Listen, let's not be fucking stupid here. Conor gets his legs smashed to bits, just like Anderson Silva, when he got his legs smashed to bits by Chris Weidman. Wasn't too long after, Anderson Silva pops hot. Conor McGregor leaves the sport to go and recuperate. And we know what these athletes do when they quasi-retire from the sport. They go and use whatever they possibly can to make sure their body recovers in the best possible state. And he's done that. But clearly now he's ready to talk about coming back and making a return. I think that date in November, the anniversary date, would be perfect for a return to MSG, as you suggest. Michael Chandler has made MSG his home, even though we can't buy a win there. He's in Fight of the Year there every fucking year. And it means that Conor would only have to return to the testing pool mid-May. So he's got plenty of time yet before he needs to get back into the testing pool, if the plan was to do the 30th anniversary date in November. It's a fight, man. More than anything, the reason we got so excited about it and the reason I'm sure everyone else is excited about it is Conor McGregor's unmissable TV. Do you know what I mean? Conor McGregor is such a big star. He will cross over. This season of Tough will do absolutely massive numbers because he crosses over into the mainstream. And guess what? Even more so now that he's removed from it. Even more so now he's had the Mayweather thing, that he's had the whole whiskey business and the movies. You know, when does Roadhouse get released? I bet you that's probably later this year at some stage. That will all be timed in. That will all be fucking part of the promotion around Tough as well. It will do huge numbers. And I tell you now, Michael Chandler is a fucking walking promotion. The guy knows more about this industry than probably, there's probably only Conor, maybe one or two others that know more about how to sell this game. The Michael Chandler, he is one of the very best on the planet. We know that. We've been around him. He's a consummate professional. He's got an incredible family backstory narrative going on. You know, everything about him works, especially for an American audience. He will be looking to this fight to be the hero and allow Conor to play the heel. That's how the biggest rivalries play out. And if they do this right, if they time it right, and the UFC tend to get these big moments right when they matter most, this could do astronomical numbers on pay-per-view come November. Mm. A full season of tough, and all the narratives that come out of it, all the side storylines. I've seen this week, you know, 48 hours ago, Liam Neeson peps up and starts calling Conor a little leprechaun and he's bad for Ireland and all this stuff. And then Conor fires back and has his own thing about Liam Neeson. Like, this has crossed over into the mainstream. They want shit like that. They want to keep those narratives going because that moves from the UFC MMA podcasts and websites and goes into the mainstream audience. I seen it on Men's Health and GQ and Esquire with all following up on that story. That's what Conor does. They're the eyeballs that he brings. So I think it's going to be a mental season of tough. If you're a fighter out there now looking to get into the UFC, dreaming about an opportunity with Dana White's Contender Series or with Tough, you should be praying they announce this as your weight class. Because you get on a season of tough alongside Conor McGregor and fucking Michael Chandler and do well, you're going to get the kind of eyeballs on you that most UFC fighters that have been around for a decade could only dream of. That's what this season of tough offers.
When have you been reading Men's Health?
I always stay across it. Once you've been in that publishing game, you always stay across it, son.
Yeah, get them all delivered to you on a Tuesday and away you go, lads. Go through them all. Listen, it's good, like you said. It's captivating television, and it's a phenomenal fight. I've seen loads of people's takes already going, oh, what's McGregor doing? He's going to get smashed off Chandler. This is a really competitive fight. Let's not forget, Michael Chandler has come to the UFC and he has become super entertaining. I love watching him fight. I can't get enough of watching him fight. But anybody that listened to us all throughout the course of the Fight Disciples knows my reservations, let's just say, when Michael Chandler did come over and what I said about Michael Chandler. He has beaten in the UFC Dan Hooker and Tony Ferguson. That's it. That's what he's done. Don't get me wrong. His losses have come against the elite, the very best. People are going on to pick up gold, right, in the UFC. And he's been in Fight of the Night contenders. He's pushed those people all the way. He's had moments within those fights, of course. But his style, if you actually analyze his style, Chandler's the type of guy to go, I'm not going to wrestle with him. I'll just have a fight with him because I want to knock him out. He's that guy. You know what he's like. He threw away the Gaethje fight because he wanted to have a fight. If he has a fight with Conor McGregor, Conor McGregor's in this. Because Conor McGregor throws straight shots and Chandler comes with big winging hooks. He's wide open. Style for style, he's wide open. This is far more competitive than a lot of people are giving it credit for. Even though Conor's been out for 2 years, it's super competitive. Because the power's going to still be there.
Yeah,
and if he throws a straight one on them whiskers, we've seen... Listen, if Tony Ferguson's putting Michael Chandler on his backside, Conor McGregor is doing... We are straight fucking shot. Let me tell you, it's a fight. Woof!
I think one of the other reasons why I'm into it from a Conor perspective is that the 8 weeks, 10 weeks filming, whatever, in Las Vegas will put him in an environment that I don't think he's been familiar with for a very long time. I know you see on social media and popping up at SBG and rolling with John Cavan every now and again, and you get the occasional bloody nose picture or whatever it may be. But being in it every day, being in that rotation, being in that squad environment, I'm just hoping that lights a little fire under Conor, where he sees in the eyes a lot of these young, tough competitors, that fucking desperation, that I put all my eggs in this basket to make it work, to provide for me and my family. And I've got to win this season of tough to change my life. I've got to win this fight. And I'm hoping being around it on a daily basis. And listen, don't kid yourself. We've seen him coach on tough before. Conor does Conor.
Yeah.
It'll be Conor's team that coaches the team.
Yeah.
Conor will do Conor. Conor won't be fucking necessarily on the mats every day with the fighters because that's just not the way he is. But I just mean where he's forced into that environment every day because they have to film every day. He's got to be in sight, you know, more than he isn't. And I just think that might just get hold of him a little bit as well. Just might suck him in a little bit. And that's what he needs. He needs to put himself in an environment where he is doing the daily grind to get the best out of Conor McGregor. And that's exciting because Conor McGregor with a victory over Michael Chandler, even in the welterweight division, becomes a very, very, he's in a very strong position, both at welterweight and at lightweight. He can literally do what he wants. Is he going to go after the winner of Islam versus Volkanovski? I guarantee now, when season of Tough is on, whoever the lightweight champion is, whoever the welterweight champion is at the time, they will be fucking 1,000,000% spitting Conor McGregor's name out of their mouths. Of course they will. This is a business. They want to make him as much money as possible. So that opportunity will come for him as soon as he wants it to come for him. He could have chose one of them now. If he'd have said, get me Leon Edwards, we'll coach alongside, we'd be seeing Leon Edwards. But to be honest, I think Michael Chandler is an absolute, it was just an own goal. It's so obvious because Chandler is such a publicity-driven machine.
Mate.
It just works on every single level. The banter will be unreal. The TV will be truly unmissable. And when was the last time we could say that about Tough?
7th of February today, yeah? 7th of February. Mark it down, kids. Going to say it. We're going to do it now. So therefore, if this happens, you can come back and mark it down. 7th of February is the date. Imagine this for a scenario. We have seen over the last 24, 48 hours, there has been a change, let's just say, at Conor McGregor's management company, Paradigm, where one of the key figures has stepped away, set up his own company and taken some of the Paradigm athletes along with him.
The creme.
One of which being Leon Edwards. So there's a narrative starting to brew, right?
Yeah.
Let's say Leon Edwards in March beats Kamaru Usman, beats him well. And he's still the welterweight champion. Conor McGregor comes back after his season of Tough. He beats Michael Chandler at welterweight. Leon Edwards, Conor McGregor, stadium fight, welterweight championship.
Croke Park. We're going to Croke Park, aren't we? We're actually going to go to Croke Park. It's actually going to happen. We can't do it with Katie Taylor. We're going to do it with Conor McGregor. That would be fucking absolutely stratospheric.
Leon Edwards, Conor McGregor, welterweight championship. You in?
Of course I'm in. I'm absolutely in because it's a styles make fight scenario. I'm not in if Kamaru Usman beats Leon Edwards.
Yes.
Kamaru Usman is the wrong type of style for Conor McGregor. I think he beats him fucking 10 times out of 10. But Leon Edwards being a striker,
it
means that Conor McGregor has a chance. So it's 100% it's a fight. Of course it's a fight.
Look at us. Madden. Look at us, right? You mentioned Conor's name on this show, and then all of a sudden we're like going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We've taken him off into the stratosphere. We don't know where he is. We don't know where his head's at. We don't know how good he is anymore. Fucking hell. And we're talking about him fighting a guy that's pound for pound number 3 at the moment in Leon Edwards.
Jesus. But that's what Conor does though, man.
Yeah, I know.
He sucks you in before he's even opened his fucking grid.
Woo! Speaking of British fighters in monster fights, we've been telling you about this for months and months and months, and it's now obviously confirmed. Still waiting for doctor clearance, by the way, but we believe that it's going to happen. Max Holloway, Arnold Allen, April 15th is a thing. You already know this. You've seen the announcements, and you've been listening to us for a couple of weeks talking about it. Deserves a crowd. I am told from the inside that the plan is, and we've seen a couple of changes recently, haven't we? We've seen them move Chito Vera and Corey Sandhagen out of the Apex and put them in front of a crowd. We are told that the plan is, and they are trying to, put Max Holloway and Arnold Allen in front of a crowd. That fight cannot take place in the Apex. It just cannot.
Please, no.
It's Max Holloway. Max Holloway pulls fans from all over the planet, mate.
Yeah.
And the style of fight that would be, it would be criminal to put that in front of 200 people at the Apex.
Yeah. The problem we've got is that is the immediate week after Paella versus Adesanya 2, which is taking place in Miami.
Yeah.
And April 15th, April 22nd, April 29th, May 6th, 4 consecutive weekends. We have got UFC Fight Night cards, 222 all the way to 225. When they back-to-back those Fight Night cards like that, just like we're seeing coming up in week after next, there tends to be a block of UFC Apex events in there as well, especially off the back of pay-per-views. That's a familiar thing they do. Pay-per-view events, back to the Apex, couple of weeks, get stock, right, we're back on the road again. I can only pray that is not the case here. If that is the case here, if April the 15th event, if 222 Fight Night is going to be at the Apex, please push it back for a couple more weeks. Please push it back to May for 225 or anything, because you're right, Arnold Allen, Max Holloway needs a crowd. More than point, I want to be there. I want to be part of that crowd. Be nice to go to Hawaii. Never been to Hawaii. I'd fucking love to go to Hawaii, but I'll take Ipswich if that's what it takes. But I'll take anything but the Apex. With all due respect, there are UFC pay-per-view cards, American numbered events. There are Fight Nights International and statewide. They're second tier, and then there are UFC Fight Night Apex cards. Max Holloway versus Arnold Allen is not a UFC Fight Night Apex main event, because Santos versus Blanchfield, with all due respect, is a UFC Fight Night Apex main event. Krylov versus Spann is a UFC Fight Night Apex main event. The number two against the number one against the number four in the world is not a fucking Apex main event. And I think the UFC know that. There's no way it goes the Apex. If it does, we riot. It's pure and simple.
Yeah, fingers crossed, mate. Whilst we're on pay-per-view, numbered cards, main events, all this type of stuff, of course, UFC London. Well, I keep calling it UFC London. It's not called UFC London. It's UFC 286 in London. UFC 286 in London. You will have seen, obviously, from ticket sales. We've spoken about ticket prices. We've spoken about this on previous podcasts. But you will have seen in the last couple of days that BT Sport, the broadcaster that we are a part of, and I know that you're going to think that we're coming at this from an in-house angle. No, we're not. We're just going to tell you straight. They've announced that it will be box office. Something, I wish I'd have actually got the video for this as well, actually. Slack from me, not getting the video for this. Because we did say about 3-4 weeks ago on the podcast that in March, there are two big numbered events coming to the UFC. March 4th. Heavyweight Championship of the World. John Jones is back, taking on Cyril Gane. You've got a fantastic stacked card there as well, including his mate, Shavkat Rakhmonov. And then 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, whatever it is, on March the 18th, you then get UFC 286 in London, where Leon Edwards defends against Kamaru Usman. And we said at the time, listen, because there were so many concerns, and we told you this in the past, part of the broadcast deal with BT Sport and UFCs that they've got to do a minimum of 2 pay-per-views per year. 2 pay-per-views. It's part of the deal. They can't get out of it. It's the reason why they got the one of the reasons why they got the contracts, as well as obviously a couple of guys from the Fight Disciples being on there and Mr. Michael Bisping and various other things, okay? The content that is provided on a week-by-week basis is elite. And you know that. You tell us. It's top class. Caroline, Dan, us three, the whole team behind it, the promo team, you know that BT Sport do it the very best. Part of the deal with the UFC is that there has to be two pay-per-views per year.
It's 2 or 3 pay-per-views.
Well, it's minimum 2. Minimum 2. The UFC wanted 3, so it's minimum 2. Last year, there wasn't one. There could have been. UFC London, the first one, especially in March, there was an option there to put that on as a pay-per-view. Even though it was a fight night and a numbered card in the States, could have been pay-per-view for the British audience. They decided not to do it. The reason why they decided not to do it, pure transparency, is that they thought at some point in the year, John Jones would be back. They thought that he would be back at some point in the year.
And you always keep your powder dry in case Conor comes back, because Conor's pay-per-view if you live in fucking Taiwan. So,
of course. Now, there was another option. Leon Edwards, British fighter, fighting for a world championship against Kamaru Usman. Option there to make that pay-per-view. Didn't do it because obviously the time zone. Should we do it? Should we not do it? Didn't do it. So last year, there was 0 pay-per-views in the UK from BT Sport on the UFC. So coming into this year,
they're in breach of contract there.
Yes, they're in breach of contract. So this year, obviously, conversations have happened and there is pressure. It's like, oi, bugger lugs, you lot told us part of our deal that you're going to be doing these pay-per-views. You ain't done no pay-per-views. Why have you not done pay-per-views? We've provided the shows for you. Why have you not done it? Well, right. So now we're in a situation where you've got to find those pay-per-views from somewhere. If BT Sport make John Jones's comeback a pay-per-view, Can you understand it? Of course you can fucking understand it. It's John fucking Jones taking on Cyril Gane to become the heavyweight champion of the world. And it's not just one fight. Look at the card. The card is absolutely ridiculous. But what we said 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, whatever it was, there would be no way that BT, knowing them as we do, that they would give you two pay-per-views in the same month for the same product. They just would not do that. And we said it's highly likely that they are going to go down the route of the one that is on the British time zone. So the one, 286, in London, was always going to be a pay-per-view. Always going to be that. I would even guess now, right? I'll even tell you when the next one's going to be.
Connor, the next November.
Highly likely. And I'd even say that Abu Dhabi this year, because of the time zone that that will maybe be on, if they don't cater purely for the American audience, there's a chance that that might be. All right? They're the ones. They're the ones that might flag up, that highlight, that therefore become your pay-per-views to the British market. It's not that they've gone cash grab. There's that word again. It's not that they've gone, oh, let's take the piss out of the British audience. It's not that at all. It's part of the contract. They have to do it. And let's be dead straight. We're kind of in the golden era of British mixed martial arts, aren't we? We've become victims of our own success. Yeah. The product's wicked. The fighters are delivering. British MMA is going through the fucking roof. It's kind of easy to go, okay, that's where we will do our pay-per-views as per contract this year. I know that you're upset. I know that you're thinking to yourself, oh, fucking ripping us off. They're not ripping you off at all. It's just part of the deal. Who else do you want to do this? Sky? BBC? I mean, look at how much of a fucking pig's ear the BBC are making out of Bellator. Do you want them to do it? Look at what they did with what Channel 4 and the PFL. Do you want them to do it? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. It is what it is. I know it's a kick in the nuts. I know that it's probably added to the frustrations of not being able to get a ticket and the price that those tickets were scheduled at, which we all agree with you. We've spoken about it on previous shows. It just is what it is. And I know full well that you're coming at me going, look at Adam Catterall. He's a BT Sports shill. No, I'm just telling you the fucking fact. That's all I'm telling you. That's all I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Shill. Okay.
Funny you should mention. I noticed that you just let me go off on that one there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, going, yeah. Cunt. Cunt. Prick. Funny you should mention PFL there, because let's stay with the British and the greatest golden age of UK MMA, because of course, let's switch tack for a second. Let's move over to the PFL and an announcement of the new seasons of their tournament format. There was a lot of conversations that went on behind closed doors about the main man himself, man, Manchester's own Brendan Loughnane, the PFL featherweight champion, was red hot after he won the title last year, after his win becomes champion.
Bubba Jenkins,
baby. Beats up Bubba Jenkins. Absolutely sensational. What would he do next? What would he do after he slots that $1 million check in the bank, when he puts that belt on his mum's mantelpiece? What would be next for Brendan Loughnane? Well, this week we finally got confirmation of what's next, because the kid is going nowhere. The kid wants to hold on to his PFL featherweight title belt. They have announced the opening rounds. They will happen on April 1st. Why is everything happening on April Fool's Day? The fucking boxing show. There's a million things on April Fool's Day. This is April Fool's Day as well. It's going down in the, I think it's the Virgin Hotel in Las Vegas. And guess what, kids? He is taking on, in the opening round, Marlon Moraes, former UFC title contender himself, who was signed with the PFL last year. We've seen him make his debut at the back end of the year with the PFL. He is now in the prelim round against the champ, Brendan Loughnane. And I know Marlon Moraes is on a bad run of form, but look at who he's lost against. He's lost against the creme de la creme in the UFC. Lost against Shaman Moraes last time out here in PFL, but he's got his feet under the desk now. I think it's a really interesting opening fight to the regular season for the champ. And on the same night, they've already announced that Rob Wilkinson, the light heavyweight champion, will kick off his championship reign as well against the one and only Thiago Santos, another former UFC title contender. PFL, dropping their balls on the table early in 2023 saying, we weren't one season wonders, kids. Hold on to your hats. It's going to be another belter. Clearly the second best promotion on the planet now, would you say?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. It's the most entertaining. It's the one that I look forward to. I know that we've obviously got British interest with Brendan in there, but and Dakota Chiva, they're bringing a lot of their shows to Europe. We've got a Newcastle show coming up, which is the week after UFC London. I think that's on March the 25th. I think it's a Friday night in Newcastle. Dakota's on that card. Listen, it's going to be wicked, man. PFL are doing some really good stuff. Just on what you were saying there, I don't think this is part of the tournament this year. I think it's part of like the kickoff of the regular season, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, the season opener,
So it kicks off the regular season. First and foremost, right? Delighted for Brendan. Yeah? Delighted for him. What the fuck is Marlon Moraes doing? Yeah? Marlon, who is your manager? Who is in control of your career? Because I fully understand that this is MMA and we do things very differently over here and there are no layups and the best fight the best and you know all that type of carry on. Coming off the back of the severe losses that you have just had in the UFC, dancing over into the PFL, lost his debut in the PFL, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Shaman Marias, back end of last year.
Why are you getting in with this guy? Why? Why is this your next step? Taking on the guy that won the featherweight crown last year, is in the form of his life, is an absolute savage, and absolutely would love the scalp of a big name on his resume. I when I saw it, I thought, wow, that's massive for Brendan. But then I went, fucking hell, Marlon, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because that's... But
it would be hard to put Marlon Moraes in the tournament bracket, wouldn't it? It would hard to put him in on the back of those losses. So Marlon Moraes, they basically said, listen, we ain't starting the tournament yet, but we'll throw you in with the champ. And if you beat the champ, guess what? You go in the tournament and you get the chance to beat the champ again because he's going to be defending his belt in the tournament this year. Obviously, for someone like Shaman Moraes, who's just beat Marlon Moraes, you'd be like, aye, bollocks. I want to fight the champ. But the simple answer there is the champ ain't defending his belt. It's a tournament format. You're
and the champ's already beaten you. The champ beat you in last year's. He beat you in last year's PFL as well.
You're going to see the champ in the tournament when the tournament starts again. So, yeah, interesting. Really interesting.
Mate, PFL, like what you just said, I know that I got carried away there with, obviously, whether it was tournament and Marlon and Brendan. But PFL, coming into Europe, this is great for fans that are based here in the UK. I know that it's been not a pig's ear, but it's been a bit of a weird one, hasn't it? Where it was Channel 4, Brendan's on YouTube. It's been a bit of a weird one trying to get to this particular point. I think they kind of sorted it out when Brendan did actually become champ with a TV deal. Now they've gone over to DAZN, haven't they? So they're in DAZN now. There's a reason, I suppose, to keep your DAZN subscription, which we talk about on the boxing show. So it should be easy to access watchbacks, fights, big fights, all this extra content that they're going to be making. Fingers crossed that is absolutely what they're going to be doing. But more so, because they've come into the European market, there's going to be stuff that you're going to be able to watch live on a friendly time zone for you. As I said, they've got one in Newcastle coming up. I think they've got one in Berlin. They're going to be doing France. I'm sure there's one more. I'm sure there's four that they're doing. Oh, Ireland. They're doing Dublin, aren't they?
Is it? I thought it was Cardiff. Why have I got Cardiff for me? I don't know. Anyway.
That was last year. They did Cardiff last year. So they're doing Ireland, Newcastle, somewhere in Germany and somewhere in France this year. So that's four shows, all on a suitable time zone for us. We've got British stars. And when I say British stars, we've got proper talent. The Court Achievers are proper. You know, she's proper and she could do a bit this year. And there's various others as well that are coming through.
Ray. Obviously, Stevie Ray lost in the final last year.
Of course. Lots of good European talent. I think PFL are marching and they're going in the right direction. And it's definitely a brand and a franchise that we should be paying a lot of attention to because there's a lot of good talent in there and a lot of good fights, a lot of good matchmaking. It's not like Knockover Central where they're just dragging out legends of yesteryear. This is proper shit, proper stuff. So, exciting times ahead for them, especially on the European scene.
Yep. Superb.
Right. Masvidal time. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
He's a fucking animal, isn't he? Absolute animal.
This is April 1st as well, you know. The show is April 1st. The Masvidal Boxing Show is on April the 1st in Milwaukee. Everything's happening on April the 1st, but this is absolutely bonkers. And okay, it's a boxing show. So you might be thinking, why don't you talk about it on a boxing show? Because there's not many boxers actually boxing. It's just MMA stars having weird boxing fights. Now, of course, you've got to start with the main event. Because there's a few logistical issues with the main event. Size, weight, height, skill level, age are all factors that probably should have been considered. This is more, I would say, let's consider this a little bit more like faux boxing.
Exhibition.
You know, this is more like your Misfits-y type stuff. Yeah, this is not real championship boxing. But if you're an MMA fan, then a lot of these names will be familiar to you. The main event, Roy Jones Jr., one of the greatest boxers of the modern era, despite his record, is taking on, who was a former light heavyweight and heavyweight champion of the world. Heavyweight champion of the world, Roy Jones Jr. was. Mm. He's taking on Anthony Pettis. Yep, you heard me correctly. Anthony Pettis, the former lightweight champion. I'm not too sure what that's going to look like, but it's fucking utter bonkers.
It's so out of the Masvidal street fighting genre, isn't it? It's exactly what this is out of.
Crazy.
Hmm. What gets crazier? The main event, like you've said, you pointed out, and I hope. It's a chat, and they said, listen, we'll just have a move around. We'll throw some shapes around. You know what I mean? Roy Jones isn't at that time of his life where he wants a proper scrap with a young buck like Anthony Pettis. No need, right? But then I look around, and I look at some of the other, what you class as fights.
Yeah.
And okay, these are MMA stars having a boxing match. Jeremy Stephens, Jose Aldo.
That can only go one way.
Right. Jeremy Stephens, Jose Aldo. There's no exhibition there.
No, is the fuck?
What the fuck are you doing?
Jeremy Stephens never had an exhibition in his life.
I'm laughing out with nervous energy because it's fucking madness. It's his absolute... Jeremy Stephens, Jose Aldo, just process that for a second.
Yeah.
There's no exhibition there at all.
No.
Vita Belfort, as we have seen, right? When he got in with Evander Holyfield. There's no sympathy there. He's not going to be nice to Jacare Souza. That's not going to happen. Jacare Souza, with all due respect, is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu technician. He doesn't throw hands. That's not what he does. So that, absolute madness. I believe Semtex is on this, isn't he? Is Paul Daly on this?
Paul Daly. British. Semtex. Britain's Paul Daly, who retired from MMA a few years ago, said he was done. He's come back on this card. He's taken on Anthony Taylor, who I know is a sparring partner of Jake Paul. Former MMA fighter, former Bellator fighter, Anthony Taylor. Let's make that differential. These are all MMA guys fighting one another.
But
Paul Daly versus Anthony Taylor, they will just try and knock shit out of each other. I don't care how old they are. I don't care what the records are. They're both standing bangers. Like that's not a friendly contest. That's not like the main event where, again, I feel like Roy Jones were like, come on, we'll have a little bit of a move around. This is like spitting on each other at the weigh-ins. I'm gonna fucking kill you. Mad. It's absolutely mad.
Who's licensing it? What is it? Is it professional?
Milwaukee State Athletic Commission, it'll be, won't it?
Fucking hell. And it's like, and it's licensed as pro boxing. Is it? I don't know.
I guess so. They're all professional bouts. They're all registered as pro bouts. They're all registered with the Milwaukee Athletic Commission. These are not exhibitions. These will show up on your professional boxing record. That's what he said. They're all six rounders.
Again, I'm laughing out of pure nervous energy because it's just... Yeah. Listen, I love all the names. They provided so much entertainment for me over the years and I've got an affection for them and I want them all to earn a few quid and do whatever they were doing. But this is batshit crazy. It's absolutely fucking madness. Roy Jones Jr. Anthony Pettis.
The size differential, let alone, is going to be absolutely mental. Do you know what? Listen, at least it ain't bare knuckle.
I'll tell you what, at least they're wearing gloves.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
At least they're not wearing gloves. At least they're not in a boatyard, right? And there's a referee. And there's no eye gouging or biting, right? Oh, yeah, man, that's at least that's where we're at right now.
Fuck yeah,
man. Masvidal just loves violence, doesn't he? Come on, man.
This is the ultimate April Fool, isn't it? Pettis versus Roy Jones has got to be the ultimate April Fool. Mental.
Yeah. Not right. Is there anything else? Have we missed any other news from the world of MMA?
I don't think so. I think that'll do us for today. We'll end on the madness that is Jorge Masvidal's imagination, shall we?
Yes. We've got an extra.
It's a week before, by the way. That's a week before he fights Gilbert Burns in Miami in the co-main event. He's promoting a show in Milwaukee, the other side of, you know, a couple of states away. He's fucking round the bend. Anyway, sorry.
We'll be back on Thursday to preview the Thunder from Down Under. That's right. Oh. It is UFC 284, Makhachev versus Volkanovski. Decent card on there as well. Jack Della Maddalena's in action. Looking forward to seeing him do his thing. Got a good co-main event as well with the featherweight interim title on the line between Rodriguez and Emmett. But it's all about that main event. Pound for pound number one versus pound for pound number two. And we're going to give you a special preview show, Fight Disciple style, on Thursday of this week. So make sure you subscribe to us. You can do it on iTunes. You can do it on YouTube. You can get anything else you need via our website, fightdisciples.com. Thank you very much to our partners for allowing us to make more content for you. Monterex.com is their website. FD15 is the discount code if you need anything from their website. Use FD15 and you'll get 15% off the whole entire range. Thank you very much for listening to us. We will catch you on Thursday for the big preview for this weekend's UFC action. Catch you next time.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, subscribe via iTunes.